A highly polished door had appeared in the wall. Ron was staring at it, looking slightly wary. Harry reached out, seized the brass handle, pulled open the door, and led the way into a spacious room lit with flickering torches, like those that illuminated the dungeons 8 floors below. The walls were lined with wooden bookcases, and instead of chairs there were large silk cushions on the floor. A set of shelves at the far end of the room carried a range of instruments, such as sneakerscopes, secrecy sensors, and a large cracked faux glass that Harry was sure had hung the previous year in the fake Moody's office.
"These will be good when we're practicing stunning," said Ron enthusiastically, prodding one of the cushions with his foot. "And just look at these books," said Hermione excitedly, running a finger along the spines of the large leather-bound tomes. "A compendium of common curses and their counteractions, the dark arts outsmarted, self-defensive spellwork. Wow!"
She looked around at Harry, her face glowing, and he saw that the presence of hundreds of books had finally convinced Hermione that what they were doing was right.
"Harry, this is wonderful. There's everything we need here."
And without further ado, she slid Jinxes for the Jinxed from its shelf, sank onto the nearest cushion, and began to read. There was a gentle knock on the door. Harry looked around. Ginny, Neville, Lavender, Parvati, and Dean had arrived.
"Whoa!" said Dean, staring around impressed. "What is this place?"
Harry began to explain, but before he had finished, more people had arrived, and he had to start all over again. By the time 8 o'clock arrived, every cushion was occupied. Harry moved across to the door and turned the key protruding from the lock. It clicked in a satisfyingly loud way, and everybody fell silent, looking at him. Hermione carefully marked her page of Jinxes for the Jinxed and set the book aside.
"Well," said Harry, slightly nervously, "this is the place we've found for practices, and you've, obviously found it okay."
"It's fantastic,"
said Cho, and several people murmured their agreement.
"It's bizarre," said Fred, frowning around at it. "We once hid from Filch in here, remember, George? But it was just a broom cupboard then."
"Hey, Harry, what's this stuff?"
asked Dean from the rear of the room, indicating the sneakoscopes and the faux glass.
"Dark detectors," said Harry, stepping between the cushions to reach them.
"Basically, they all show when dark wizards or enemies are around, but you don't want to rely on them too much. They can be fooled." He gazed for a moment into the cracked faux glass. Shadowy figures were moving around inside it, though none was recognizable. He turned his back on it,